When Andrew McCanch performed in the Sioux for the first time a little over a year ago, the show had a very personal meaning. "It was a life-changing show for me," says McCanch, a master's graduate of the Berklee Global Jazz Institute. "It felt like a homecoming. It was my first time in the Sioux where my dad was born and adopted. So I was quite nervous to perform to potential blood family members. The entire experience was beautiful beyond words." Much of this music he performed at that show was an attempt to tell the story of his father's experience, particularly his adoption and the story of so many involved in the 60s scoop. "From the moment we stepped into the venue, Andrianne Deschenes and her crew were gracious and supportive. I felt the show was quite powerful for everyone involved." Chief Dean Sayers came onto the stage to offer his words and visions he had during my music after intermission. "We had the audience singing. In addition to the performance, local artist, musician and former wilderness guide Ellen Van Laar invited McCanch and his band to her house up on Lake Superior for a cold plunge and warm hospitality. All in all, it helped me clarify my purpose in life," he says. "It also gave my band members great insight into where I am coming from." At that first performance, McCanch and his band performed music entitled Music of the Great Lakes, a songbook for the Canadian Indigenous. "Since 2016, I've been working on this book of music," he says. "We tell a more complete story of Canada's history, while discovering the interconnections between Indigenous music and jazz." McCanch recorded those compositions over 2 days last January at Canterbury Recording Studios in Toronto with engineer Julian DeCourty. The album is a 5-part suite with one movement per each Great Lake. Superior, Anishinaabe Gichigami, Anishinaabe Sea, Ojibwe. Michigan, Michigami, Large Water, Ojibwe, Cote feature. Huron, Wendat, Iroquois. Erie, Arielonan, Long Tail, Iroquois. Ontario, Aniatari, Io, Lake of Shining Waters, Iroquois. McCanch's decision to hold a special album here in the Sioux to celebrate its upcoming release was very intentional. "This is actually a pre-release," says McCanch. "I wanted to offer something special and exclusive for the folks in Sault Ste. Marie before the worldwide release this summer in Toronto. At this upcoming show, I will have USB drives with the album audio for sale with a mailing list option to express mail free signed copies of the album for those who buy a USB. McCanch, who will once again be performing with musicians Jonathan Chapman, Andrew Marzato, Rob Christian and Matteo Mancuso, hopes to capture the live show using the loft's recording capabilities. Andrew McCanch will perform Music of the Great Lakes at a special album pre-release concert on Saturday, March 30th at the loft at Algoma Conservatory, 75 Huron Street, at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 7 p.m. Cash bar. Tickets for the event are $40, general admission, or $20, students, and can be found here. Find out more about Andrew McCanch and his music at andrewmccanch.com or on his Instagram page.